May I come in? Hello, how have you been, child? Well, I have been very well myself, thank you. All of my duties and responsibilities in serving the Lord amuse me greatly, as they should do the same to you. I know. Being the altar boy isn't exactly constant excitement, but it's not just about you anymore. It's about what you provide to this convent, and in turn, what you provide to the Lord. Well, despite what you say, you have been fulfilling your duties as an altar boy very well. Well as can be expected for someone of your experience. If I didn't know better, I might even say you like it here. We even gave you this room with that nice bed. And not to mention the nice desk you're sitting at so you can learn our ways. No. Of course not. I know you only plan to temporarily stay here, but nonetheless, you must fulfill your duties. When you came to the convent, the other nuns and I were unsure about whether to take you in or not. But, seeing as how it would be God's will to help those in need, we naturally decided to help you. Being our temporary altar boy and doing service is only a small price to pay for roof and food, isn't it? I thought so. Anyway, your place here is why I'm here to see you. No, this is not about extra duties. Don't worry about that. This is more about how you've been behaving in the past 2 weeks that you've been here. Let me close the door. It's probably best if no one walking by hears this. No, we're not keeping this a secret. All is seen in the eyes of the Lord, and that's all that matters. Do you mind if I sit here next to you, against your desk? You only have the one chair, so good. Child. I know that you're new to this convent, and I know that you're new to this lifestyle as a whole. Dedicating your life to the Lord isn't an easy way to live, even if it is only temporary for you. That is why the other nuns and I have ignored a few minor indiscretions on your part. Who are we if we can't forgive? But child, there is only so much that we can let go without consequence. Do you know what I'm talking about? Really? You have no idea? You remember Sister Heather, right? Yes, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? She says that you've made her a little uncomfortable in the 2 weeks you've been here. Nothing bad, but still. She says that she notices the way you've been looking at her, as well as some of the other nuns. She feels that you're undressing her with your eyes, was the way she put it. Now, the other nuns and I don't think much of it, so there was really no point in following it up. Besides, even if you were just looking, as long as whatever desires you may have weren't taken any further, it wouldn't be a problem. But then Sister Janice came to me. Judging by the look on your face, you definitely remember Sister Janice. Yes. She is the curvy one. Even under her habit, her figure can be seen quite well. It's just one of the ways God has tested her, giving her a body like that. It would have been a blessing had she chosen a different lifestyle. Yes. I'm glad she's here with us as well. But perhaps for a different reason than you. When Sister Janice came to me, she told me about a time she was washing herself in the communal showers. She was the only woman in there at a time, and she can be quite embarrassed about her body, but being alone like that, I'm sure she was quite free with herself. Her hands rubbing all over her body as she washed herself, her long, blonde hair all wet from the falling water as she touches herself. I'm certain her breasts were exposed. She would have washed them thoroughly, considering how sizable they are. Her hands would probably barely fit them, including her little nipples. I can imagine that she was probably turned around, exposing her backside. And I am sure that water ran down her back. She has pretty thick hips, Sister Janice. Her hands would have had just as much work washing her backside as they would have her breasts. I'm sure it was quite the shower for her, don't you think? Sister Janice believes that during all of that, someone might have been watching her. When she called out, no one replied, but she could have sworn she had heard footsteps just outside the shower. Now, I don't see any reason for any nuns or young girls in the convent to be silent when Sister Janice calls out to them. Do you? No, I didn't think so. Speaking of which, I also heard something interesting from one of the girls. This girl, she was looking around the convent for one of her friends, you see. Sarah. When she went looking in the chapel, she said that she heard giggling coming from the confession booth. Sarah ended up coming out by herself a little bit after that. The girl seemed that Sarah seemed to be blushing and that her hair was a little frazzled. And just before they left the chapel together, the girl said that she saw you coming out of the confession booth. You don't know what the girl is talking about? Well, she thinks you're an agent of Satan, sent here to tempt us, and that we should kick you out onto the streets immediately. No, we shouldn't do that. Well, lucky for you, I don't think we should do that either. The other nuns have left it up to me to address your questionable behavior. I prayed to God, even, seeing if he could give me guidance on what to do with you. And now, I believe I know. Just from looking, I can see that sinful desires consume you. These desires are quite strong, judging from the size of your bulge. No, it's okay. You have nothing to worry about. I am not judging you, nor am I going to punish you. However, something does need to be done. Because of your strange circumstances, you're a little older than your typical altar boy, yet still not quite old enough to fully control yourself. At your age, surrounded by a number of beautiful, young, and innocent women, it's only natural that you would be tempted with these urges. So, for your own good, and for the good of the convent, we are going to expel these urges from you. No, child. Not through prayer or baptism. Only physically can we really get rid of these desires within you. I would like you to remove your clothes. Yes, all of your clothes, including your undergarments. Of course, I am sure about this. As I have said, I sought counsel from God on this matter. This is His will. So everything we do here is okay. Though, it may be best if you don't tell the other nuns about this. Now remove your clothes already. Wow. So that is what a penis looks like. It's bigger than I expected. And harder. Huh? No, I am not scared, just It's a little hot in here. Your room is quite small. Now lie down on the bed while I remove my garments. Yes, I have to remove them. When we expel your evil desires, we can't have them sullying my habit or undergarments. Just lie down and stop talking back, or else I may have to kick you out of the convent. Please, child, you really shouldn't stare. My exposed body is merely a necessity of trying to stay as pure as possible. I know that it may seem difficult to not be aroused by my soft skin and full breasts. They're not as big as Sister Janice's, I admit, but they still have a certain effect on men. At least they did before I joined the convent. Oh my, this is even worse than I thought. The way your erection is standing, it almost looks painful. Well, that's what happens when you have these thoughts and desires. They only bring you pain. I'm just going to get on the bed here. In between your legs, keep them spread so I can just kneel nicely in front of you. Like that. Does your penis always get this hard when you have these thoughts, or is it... Never mind. No, really. It's not important. I mean, I suppose it is important that we're honest with each other. I was just wondering if it was this hard because you were looking at me like this. It is because of me. Well, that isn't relevant anyway. Please be quiet and let me continue. I can't help you if we keep talking about such nonsense. Just keep your hands by your sides and I'll take this penis into my hands like this. It really is hard. I didn't think it could get this hard. And that's all because of me? I suppose I should start stroking you. Like this. Just moving my hand up and down your length. This is my first time touching a penis. It's my first time seeing one, actually, so I apologize if you feel any discomfort from my actions. No? You enjoy it? Well, you certainly shouldn't be doing that. Remember why we are doing this, child. It's to remove all the nasty, filthy, unclean, dirty thoughts and desires out of you. Yes, I guess it makes sense that you would enjoy it in that way then, considering that is what we were trying to fix. And this would be over faster if more of your body enjoyed it. Say, if we were to change it up a bit, would you expel the evil within you faster? Like, if I move my fingers around the head of your penis like they're doing now? Or if I squeezed the head a little bit with my thumb and forefinger? From what I understand, it's supposed to be really sensitive there. Or maybe if I use both of my hands, one of them continues to stroke your shaft while the other pumps your head just a little bit. I did. Oh, may the Lord forgive me. I didn't mean to use such filthy language. It's just I got a bit too focused on stroking this penis. Apologies for my composure, child. I'm trying to remain professional, but even nuns have their moments of weakness. Oh, what is this? That must be the pre-ejaculate, yes? Of course I know what it is. I am prepared very thoroughly for this. So as I explained earlier, we are trying to keep this as pure as possible. We can't have this seed sullying the bedsheets or either one of us, so God has advised me to ingest it. Yes, trust me, child. I've thought about this a lot. It's the best way to keep everything clean and God happy. Since I am a nun, I can take on this filth that's leaving you, and through prayer, I will be cleansed again. Do you trust me, child? That's a good boy. Now I'm just gonna do the tip, okay? No point in doing more than is necessary. From the sounds you're making, it seemed like you really enjoyed that. Look at that. There's even more of it. I guess it's a bit of a waste to stop now, isn't it? Just, I should keep sucking and consuming more that comes out of you. Yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, then. Don't enjoy this too much. Yes, you definitely liked that. I can see it in your eyes. The lust and desire. The nasty little thoughts that you shouldn't be having. Tell me, did you have the same look when you watched Sister Janice in the showers? You do not need to lie, child. I forgive you. I know that you did. Were you doing this as well? Touching yourself while taking in Sister Janice's curvy body, her huge tits and plump ass. I knew it. You have been such a naughty little boy, child. And that is why we have to do this. Why I have to stroke your cock until all the bad, evil little juices come rushing out. You know, I bet Sister Janice touched herself for a little bit as well, didn't she? Us sisters lead very sheltered lives, you know. We barely get to experience any kind of sexual pleasure at all, yet still we are human. And sometimes we indulge ourselves a little. Especially in the showers when we're already naked and touching ourselves. Never to the point of climax, of course. That would be much too sinful. But we may lose a little control and linger longer in our sacred areas, longer than we should. Oh, that's even more pre-cum. I've noticed it too late, though, so it's running down your shaft now. I guess I have to take more than just your head. The sacrifices I make to save your soul. You really taste exquisite, child. Did you make that young girl do this to you? Or was it like when you took her to the confession booth? What was it like when you took her to the confession booth? Was she a shy, pure little girl, or was she just as eager as you? I bet she was shy. Like, she'd barely even talked to a boy in her life, let alone do such things with one. What did you do to her? Did you kiss her? Let her know what it was like to have a boy's breath on her neck? No, I'm sure you did more than that. all this pent-up seed and lust inside you. There's no way you would have been satisfied with just that. She sucked your cock, didn't she? All nuns and future nuns should only be on their knees to service the Lord. Like me, I'm serving the Lord by removing your ungodly desires. But that girl, Sarah, she was only servicing you, wasn't she? You and this monster of a cock. I bet you were excited to finally have a girl do this to you. After a week of being stuck here with all these gorgeous girls all covered up. I bet she was eager to. Just eager to please the first boy she had ever talked to. It would have been very difficult for her, I'm sure, to take this whole thing. I may not be experienced, but I am older than some silly convent girl. And I did study profusely on how best to do this. So I'm quite confident that my skills definitely outmatch hers. I figured that you would agree, especially because of how close you feel. But first, I have to know. Did you deflower her? Did you take that shy little girl's purity? Make it so that she could never really be a part of the convent? You filthy, evil, naughty, depraved, despicable, dirty, ungodly little boy. Come for me, child. Release all those satanic thoughts and desires into me. It's the only way to save you. That load that you make, I want it to be bigger than the one you gave Sister Janice. Bigger than the load you gave that slut of a supposed church girl. Yes, child. Release it. Let it all out. Give it to me, child. Please. You did very well, child. I am pleased with you, and I am sure God is pleased as well. Do you feel it? The purity that's been left inside you now that all the evil's gone? See? I told you to trust me. However, child, I did notice something. The desires within you seem to be strong. Very strong. And while you may be feeling cleansed now, it's a bit difficult to say how long this will last for. So, whenever you do feel these urges or this evil creeping up on you again, just come straight to me and we will sort it out together.